Yes, I'm going on my bumper.
Okay, you're talking about how you're having a party Saturday night. Now, do you have any other words for parties that might, the word might be dependent on what's done at the party?
Well, I guess in college, pot party would be the biggie, you know?
Yeah.
But, actually, I don't, you know, I would even, probably if I was inviting someone, say I'm having a party, and then, after that, if it was referred to, it wouldn't be referred to as a party. Like, I just talked to them when I said, well, are you ready for Saturday night?
Okay.
And they know what I'm talking about.
Right.
They'd say, how loose is it going to be? And I would say, very, very loose.
And what does that mean?
Well, probably that a good 15% of the people will be carried out.
You might be one of
them.
Me?
Now, I have a friend that he moved down here from New York. And I had several parties at another place, and he came over to visit me, and it was about the seventh or eighth time visit before he walked out of his own volition, I mean on his own power. He had to be carried out the first five or six.
This is while your mother's here, huh?
What now?
Your mother's going to be here too, isn't she?
Oh, of course not. She's just cooking the food.
Oh, she's not even going to show up?
No.
Oh.
She wouldn't want to come to a party. I mean, I wouldn't mind if she did.
I thought I was going to give to you. Yeah. Okay, what kind of records do you listen to, generally, not specific performers?
Everything. I listen to classic music low when I'm reading. I just like to have music on most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I really like rock and roll because I used to play rock and roll in high school. I was in a little band. Yeah. And I like country music because I also play mandolin and fiddle a little bit. And I just like all types of music. Some jazz, but most jazz is just, you know, it's only for jazz people. It's hard for just someone who likes music to relate to it.
Yeah.
And most country music I dislike. I like, you know, mountain-type music.
Bluegrass.
At some times. But folk music I sort of like.
By folk music, do you mean grassroots folk music or do you mean things like Judy Collins?
No, I don't like her. No. I guess I mean sort of folk rock.
Or
I don't like...
Yeah, type?
That type of music. Not like, Gordon Lightfoot, although some things he does, you know, some people just get crazed about, well, you know, the trip 8 years ago, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I never liked that stuff. I thought it was horrible.
Aaron?
Never. Well, I liked his early stuff. I don't like his stuff now. But
yeah,
I didn't like his early stuff until he was into his later stuff.
Same with me.
You know? I mean, I didn't listen to it. I was a rock and roller in high school. I was the first psychedelic band in Nashville.
You did stuff by Jimmy Hendrix?
No. He wasn't even around yet. I went up to New York. I went up to New York. Big, you know, the Hoople visits the big city. And I went to the Cafe Wa.
Yeah, I know about it, yeah.
Okay. I go in there, and we had been playing just soul music, you know, soul music and some Beatles and the Animals and that type of stuff. And there was this group with a strobe light and black lights and an electric mandolin player. This was 1965 or 66,
well,
I think.
That is still a bit early.
Yeah. And,
do you remember what they were called?
Oh, no, they were just a nothing group, you know.
They
never made it. But the strobe light and the black lights and it just